Did you know that what you love to do can actually be used by God to guide you? Here's Skip Heitzig with more.
I actually believe that God gives us certain desires so that we'll want what God wants. It says in Psalm 37, now listen to this, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I've heard that, I think, misinterpreted. You just get all happy about God and he'll give you your heart's desire. I don't think it means that. I think it means as you're focused on God and his plan and his will, that he'll actually give you, plant within you, desires so that your desires match his desires. That's why I think that one of the guiding satellites is to determine, how has God specially, uniquely crafted you with gifts and talents? What do you want? What's your passion?
Make the connection at the foot of the cross. Study the Word of God and find the way into His love. And take the time to read, for Jesus took the time.
Once upon a time, maps were popular for more than just wall art. They were actually used by people to navigate the globe, until the internet took traditional maps and turned them on their heads, because now you could print a customized map to your destination. And that was new and exciting, until something better than a map came out, the GPS. Well, today in The Connection, Skip Heitzig reminds us that God has always had the latest mode of directional guidance. And in thousands of years of history, it hasn't changed. We'll talk about that more when we join Skip in our current series, The Biography of God. And as we begin today, we want to remind you to add Skip Heitzig to your social media for regular updates and encouragement. You can like Skip on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, and add him to your Instagram feed. And if you feel like you still need a vacation from the summer, we have one we'd like to suggest. And here's more.
Ah, the Mediterranean. Deep blue waters, cool ocean breezes, the cities of Turkey, Rome, and Israel. Haven't you always wanted to explore them? Now you can for the low, low price of $25. The Connection is offering a 3-DVD resource package that will transport you across the Atlantic and back in history to the time of Christ and the early church. Take a deeper look at Israel's history in the documentary Learning from the Land, which also features over 4 hours of teaching and interviews with Pastor Skip Heitzig. Then, sail around the Mediterranean and Adriatic with Pastor Skip in the DVD, The Road to Rome. Finally, end your at-home vacation by exploring the hidden treasures of ancient Jerusalem in the Underground Jerusalem documentary. The Connection is offering this 3-DVD package to you for just $25. Order today when you visit skipheitzig.com or call 1-800-922-1888.
So what does it take for us to understand God's will for our lives? We'll join Skip for the conclusion of this teaching, GPS, God's Positioning System, next.
And make the connection.
And I hope you can stay tuned after today's teaching for a visit with Skip and his wife, Lenya. But now, if you have a Bible close at hand, open up to Acts chapter 21 as we join Skip Heitzig.
Now, I want to give you three satellites, so to speak, to navigate by. Three satellites. Satellite number one, your own personal conviction. This is more than a hunch. When I say personal conviction, I mean deeply felt, spirit-provoked sense that comes deep from within that God wants you to do something. It says Paul purposed in the Spirit. But this, he wasn't shooting from the hip. This wasn't a spontaneous, you know, I just right now decided I'm going to Jerusalem. This was a deep, developed over time conviction. I want to show you that if I can. Turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 9. And we're not going to be turning back. So just turn to Romans chapter 9. Look what he says. He's writing to the Romans. He has not gone there yet. He wants to go there. This is before he goes to Jerusalem. Romans chapter 9, verse 1. I tell the truth in Christ, I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Strong language. That I have a great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh, that is the Jewish people, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, the promises, and so forth. This is a deeply held conviction. No wonder he felt the need to go to Jerusalem and give one final testimony to his people, because this is how strongly he felt about them. Deep, deep desire. When I was a young Christian, not immediately, but after a period of time, I had a desire forming deep within that I wanted to be a pastor. That's what I felt God was calling me to do. I didn't know how, didn't know when, didn't know where. I just determined that. Now, not everybody that I knew had that same sense. Some believed that they wanted to go into business and that God was calling them into business. Others to go to medical school and finish that out. Others to write music. But it was the desires they felt God put within them. And I think that's important. I think it's important. I actually believe that God gives us certain desires so that we'll want what God wants. It says in Psalm 37, now listen to this, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I've heard that, I think, misinterpreted. You just get all happy about God, and he'll give you your heart's desire. I don't think it means that. I think it means as you're focused on God and his plan and his will, that he'll actually give you, plant within you, desires so that your desires match his desires. That's why I think that one of the guiding satellites is to determine how has God specially, uniquely crafted you with gifts and talents. What do you want? What's your passion? One author talks about how important this is. He says, desire is the extra. It's that little extra that turns water into steam. At 211 degrees, water is hot enough for you to shave or to make a cup of coffee. But add one more degree, and that hot water changes into steam that will power a locomotive around the country or propel a steamship around the world. And the author said that desire, that passion, is that one extra degree. It makes you go for it. So that's satellite number one, personal conviction. Satellite number two, scriptural direction. That means a mind saturated with the principles of the Word of God so that it becomes very second nature to walk in the will of God. It just comes instinctively. You're predisposed to do His will because you've stored up His Word in your heart. True story. There was a newspaper that reported a family that survived a tornado. And as they were debriefing after the tornado, they discovered that when the wind came and started moving the house, like it was going to be picked up, one of the family members shouted out, "Auntie M! Auntie M!" which is from Wizard of Oz. This person had so digested that movie that it was very instinctive at a time of a storm to shout out what Dorothy shouted out, Annie M, Annie M. I thought, now that's cool. think if believers could be so familiar with the principles of Scripture that when the winds come, the storms come, instinctively have the principles of God's Word right on their lips. Well, that was the way it was with Paul's life. Here Paul in chapter 9 of Romans talks about his deep internal conviction, personal conviction. I want you to see what it's based on. Chapter 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire. That's personal conviction. And prayer to God for Israel as they might be saved. Now, I wish we had time to go through more of it. We don't. Go down to verse 11. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. He's quoting a text. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And what was Paul? A preacher. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good tidings or glad tidings of good things. Verse 21, end of the chapter. But to Israel, he, God says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. It's pretty obvious, isn't it, that Paul has been reading the prophet Isaiah and the prophet Joel, because he quotes one after another. So he has a desire, a personal conviction that's based upon scriptural direction. Okay, now the place for us to start, let's personalize it. The place for us to start to discern God's will is with biblical imperatives. Now just follow me here and trust me. We're going to go through this. I'm going to bring it home to where we live. There are, in the New Testament alone, three different places where it specifically tells us what God's will is for our life. Let's just start there. Because what I've discovered is a lot of us get hung up on, well, who should I marry? Where should I move? What job should I have? What car should I buy? What house should I move to? All of that stuff, when the Bible addresses a whole different issue. As if that's disregarded, though it's not. The real issue with God, it's not those things. It's personal conduct, more so than a personal roadmap. Personal conduct. And there's three areas where the will of God is spelled out. Number one, holiness. Number two, thankfulness. And number three, submissiveness. Let's just start with that foundation. Number one, holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. It says, this is the will of God. Ready? Here's what God wants. Here's God's will for your life. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. You could retranslate that. This is what God wants for you. Live a holy life. And then he defines what that means, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. So, if by any chance you would ever wonder, as a single person who has a fiancé, I wonder if it's God's will for my fiancé and I to have sexual relations before we're married. Wonder no more. The answer is absolutely not. This is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. And what's strange to me is that those who are often sexually involved like this spend their time wondering about what God's will is for their career or where they should move when they haven't even started here. That's number one, holiness. Number two, thankfulness. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Always be joyful, continually be prayerful, in everything be thankful, because this trio of responsibilities, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And again, in the Greek language, it's in the present imperative. Keep on being joyful. Keep on being prayerful. Keep on being thankful. So, if you ever wonder, is it God's will for Christians to be prayerless grumblers as they complain their way through life, the answer would be, never. And I got to say that because I've met Christians, I know people personally, they've made complaining into an art form. You can't be with them but a few minutes and it just goes from this high thing to just down in the dumps really, really quick. This is the will of God. So just knowing these two biblical imperatives of purity and attitude, it's a good place to start. Third one is submissiveness. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. Here it is. For the Lord's sake, submit yourselves to every human authority, whether to the king as supreme or governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and praise to those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing right, you should silence ignorant talk of foolish people. Be submissive to authority. What's really interesting is Peter doesn't differentiate between only if it's a good government or a bad government. It's all government. When he wrote this, Caesar Nero was in charge. And he said, submit to them. So should a Christian ever fudge on his expense report or cheat on income taxes or, let's get even more personal, speed so they get to church on time? The answer would be no. No. So these biblical imperatives are a good place to start to discern the will of God for our lives. And it's foolish to seek God's will for our career, our education, etc., when we ignore these basic things. Moreover, as your mind is soaked, imbued with biblical principles, listen, God's will be second nature to you. You'll just walk in it daily. A personal conviction, scriptural direction, and here's a third satellite, and I close with this, accountable instruction, the wise counsel of others around you, asking advice from other people. The Bible's filled, especially Proverbs, with why this is vital. Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and increase in learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Proverbs 12, verse 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. Proverbs 15, verse 22, without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And you might be thinking, wait a minute, time out. What about Paul? This dude completely disregarded the counsel of others, right? Wrong. He didn't disregard it. He weighed it carefully, and that counsel actually helped him clarify that those voices aren't the ones I'm to follow. I was right. I need to go to Jerusalem. Because the Holy Spirit didn't say, don't go. He just said, the one who goes is going to suffer. And Paul said, sign me up. I'm willing to die. This is God's will. It clarified it for him. So here it is. When you're looking for counsel from people, be discerning. They got to be a believer first, right? Psalm 1, blessed is a man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Find a person who's going to tell you biblical truth and straight up, not just somebody who wants to tell you what you want to hear. So in looking for counsel, be discerning. And also, if you go against counsel, be careful. Don't be arrogant. Don't be prideful. Be humble. You know, you don't have to say, well, you're wrong. You're not listening to God. I am. Just thank them for their advice and just say, you know, I really feel strongly, however, that this is where the Lord wants me to go. You weigh it out, but ultimately, you make the decision. It's between you and God. In the old days, the ancient ships, the vessels, seagoing vessels, had two compasses, one on deck and one on the top of the mast. And the one on deck was so that the captain could look at it, relatively speaking, throughout the journey as he's steering the wheel, but he would have somebody climb up on the mast and tell him what that one reads. And there was a passenger aboard one of these ships. He said, well, what's the deal with two compasses? And the captain explained, this is an iron vessel. The one attached to the deck is affected by its surroundings, the metal. The one on the mast is above the influence. We always set our course by the one above. Balance it out. May God put a magnet in your heart, a compass in your head as you discern his will. Now, I don't think the will of God is a huge maze or puzzle. I think you just live by faith and you trust the Holy Spirit's going to guide you. To sum it up, one person put it this way. I love it. Love God with all your heart and then do whatever you want. It's actually good advice, because if you love God with all your heart, you're going to read His Word. If you love God with all your heart, you're going to seek His face. If you love God with all your heart, you're going to ask His people for counsel. Love God with all your heart and do what you want, because God will give you, put within you, desires.
You know, it's so much easier to move forward when you know exactly where you're going. And if you're looking for a little direction in your life so you can move forward with confidence, set your sights on Jesus Christ. Use Him as your true north as you navigate through the uncertain waters of this world. You're listening to The Connection with Skip Heitzig, and you can order a copy of this teaching, GPS, online at skipheitzig.com. Now let's join Skip and Lenya in studio for more today. Lenya?
You know, I'm not a very good gadget person, right?
That I know.
I am not like go-go Inspector Gadget.
In fact, when you have to update all your gadgets...
I don't.
You never do.
You do.
I do, but sometimes by the time it's time to update your gadget...
There's already another one.
There's like three models already out, and so we just kind of get the newest one and forget about it.
So today you call this GPS God's positioning system, and so that almost sounds complicated, but it's supposed to simplify. We would use a global positioning system.
Right. You know, GPS is set up where there's satellites that go around the Earth, and they can be accurate to track you and your little phone or GPS device within a few feet. So it's a marvelous system that's in place on the earth. I call this God's positioning system. How can I know that I'm walking in the will of God?
Okay, well, I do have to make this true confession. We had friends visiting when we lived in California, and they wanted to go to Rodeo Drive. Not like that's my favorite thing to do. So I put Rodeo Drive in our positioning thing in the car. Mm-hmm. It was taking me to a rodeo in Texas.
Rodeo Drive.
It wasn't until we were really off the beaten path that someone said, I don't think we're heading to Hollywood.
Yeah, when you were in Lubbock, you knew you were going the wrong way.
No, but so anyway, you know, we need to be saturated in God's Word. It helps us discern His will. And so the more we are with God, we can get that godly positioning system, you know, locked in for us. And at The Connection, you provide so many resources on Bible knowledge that maybe you could tell us about some of your favorites.
Well, first of all, my favorite thing about this is that we provide teachings from Genesis to Revelation, virtually every chapter of every book in the Bible. And absolutely free. You can stream them, you can download them, you can see them, you can take notes on them. Our team has done such a great job in putting this together and making it available for people.
So there's skipheitzig.com.
Yeah, that's the website. Skipheitzig.com has teaching archives, over 2,000 messages. You can get on that site or sign up for DevoMail, devotional email sent right to your computer.
I think even some of the women's Bible study books are on there that Penny and I got to write.
Which is great. So now you have resources for
women's Bible studies.
Women's Bible studies, articles that are written for women, for men, for raising children, a host of
The Skip Heitzig app?
Yeah, the Skip Heitzig app is for Android and iPhones and the iPad. It'll work with Google Play. You can go there or the App Store, but it's teachings on the go. And I was just visiting another part of the country, and I've had pastors and other people in different churches come up to me and say, thank you so much for that app. One guy was a doctor who says, I listen to a few hours of you a day for a period of time lately. And I said, it's just sort of gotten me through these interesting dark days of his life. So I'm just really appreciative when I hear those stories, and that's why we have them. We want to give them out to people.
And then there's the Skip Heitzig Roku channel where they can watch videos that are archived.
Yeah, Roku's a little box you hook up to your TV, like Apple TV, and you can watch video archives. You can like have church in your own home. You can sit there with your family, or you can see it at any time. And when you quit, and let's say you want to go out and grab a meal and come back, right where you left off, it'll pick back up.
Final question. Is there a fee or is it for free?
Ooh, and if it's for free...
It's for me.
It's for me.
So they're free, right?
They're free.
Well, thanks, Skip and Lenya. And if you'd like to hear this interview again, you can listen in at skipheitzig.com. That's skipheitzig.com. When you click on today's broadcast... And we know you'll want to add a copy of this series to your audio library today. And it's easy to order when you call us at 1-800-922-1888 or online at skipheitzig.com. You can get it in an audio CD package with all 14 teachings, or if you'd prefer to order one message, you can do that too. That's at skipheitzig.com, or you can always write The Connection at P.O. Box 95707, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87199.
And make the connection at the foot of the cross. And study the Word of God and find the way into His love. Make the connection.
Continue to make our way through the biography of God in our next study, so we hope you'll come back and join us here in The Connection, a presentation of Connection Communications, connecting you to God's never-changing truth in ever-changing times.